It's not one of our better moments.
Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvie telling reporters information supplied to the state from the district was incorrect for teacher evaluations. More than 100 city school teachers and principals receive ratings of effective or highly effective, but should have been rated ineffective.
It was either inaccurate or it was mismatched, because you have to match courses and students and results and teachers and buildings together. And that process, there were apparently plenty of opportunities for mismatches to take place.
It just seems like another setback, another black eye as you try to move the district forward.
Reasonable people will take a look at this and will correct it. One of my greatest fears is that people will use this as an excuse for saying, see, this was a bad idea to start with. We should not take that perspective.
The district is conducting an internal audit, working to revise the evaluations. But Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore says that would be illegal, since teacher improvement plans must be completed within 10 days of the beginning of a school year.
It's a complete mess. No one knows what happened. I don't know how the district says they're going to correct this, because they'd be violating the law. Just because they messed up in September, why should the teachers have to do a teacher improvement plan, especially if they didn't have to do one or don't have to do one?
This was the first year of the state-mandated teacher evaluations. Remore noted the person who was in charge of overseeing this process is no longer in that position. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.